Wes yanked a worm away from his lip, but yet it clung to the edge of his chin like it was stapled inside. It pained him to dig in and tear the wretched thing loose, but he did, and then he tossed it aside as he hurried towards where he'd heard the scream. The air was filled with red fog. He hadn't heard another thing after the woman's voice yelled out, and not the car horn anymore either. The worm-like fog slithered away from where the sound originated from and made its way over towards the fire escape, as if it was sensing someone or something about to emerge. That's when Wes suddenly saw the shape of tall man dragging a body in front of him. It was a woman's body, yes, long-haired and red, and with breasts curving up and out. And then Wes noticed the black skirt above the legs and the logo on the side. That yellow logo, his company logo, Val, Wes said. My God, Val. He ran over to the man and wanted to club him. What on earth did this man do to Valerie? What? Just then the man shot a hard glance at Wes and told him to keep back. He said he was helping her, that she passed out after being attacked by that wretched living fog worm. Wes eyed her skin. Maybe the stranger was right. Wes saw red bite marks all over her facial cheeks, neck and arms, tiny specks of teeth marks like needle puncture marks all over, like measles or mumps and chicken pox. But they were bite marks from a worm, tiny pinpricks all over, red, turning purple, blood speckled, disgusting, terrifying. Wes imagined them biting into his skin, pricking and pinning tiny teeth into him. Poor Val. It was like she almost had been eaten alive by that thing. She's still alive. The man said, I heard the car horns and ran out to see who got stranded. That's when I noticed her and that thing. For some reason, it got startled and darted away from her when I ran over. I'm not sure why. It doesn't matter. Come on, the man said. Give me a hand with her. I need your help. They both propped Val up to her feet and carried her towards the field. They could hear all the worms squishing beneath their feet, and it was a terrible sound. Slimy, slippery goo. Wet, red mush. Wes wanted to take the shortcut through the alley, but he knew the man was probably right. The man said they needed to take a long U-turn approach to his house to avoid that worm-like fog lingering in the alleyway near the black fire escape. Yes, that spiraling worm-like fog which nearly devoured poor Val. The man suspected that worm-like fog lingered in the alley because that was the way in which the man had come from. He said that's probably why the worm-like fog lingered near the fire escape. Perhaps in hopes that they would pass between the buildings of the alley and get cornered and trapped. My house is way over there, but we're safer going the long way. They dragged the body to the man's house nearby, a grey shed-like structure dilapidated. We're running out of time before the next wave strikes, the man said. Next wave? What wave? Never mind that, the man said. Just help me get her inside. When they reached the door, the man shot Wes an annoyed glance and then propped up Valerie into Wes. They wasted no time hurrying inside. The worms were all over the floors. They were overflowing in the kitchen sink too. The ceiling fan stopped moving from the weight of them. The man grabbed a broom and began swatting at them all over. The man was terribly angry and his face reddened with hate. Don't just stand there, the man yelled at Wes. Lay her down on the couch and get busy with the hammer and nails. Hammer and nails? Wes asked. Yeah, over there on the kitchen counter. Grab 'em. There's no time to waste. You've got a nail in the doors and plywood. This is about to get a lot worse. ¶¶